All right, let's dive into
You
this
do it.
injection molding. It's how we make like what, like 90% of the stuff we use every day.
It really is, yeah. So many everyday objects from.
Like I'm looking around, my keyboard,
Oh,
my water bottle,
your phone case?
yeah. But we're not just talking about like the basics of how it works,
Yeah,
right? We're going deeper.
we are, yeah.
Yeah.
This is about the fine tuning, the little tweaks.
The stuff that separates, you know, like a perfect product from a
From a failure.
Yeah.
The difference between a smooth, like, phone case and one that's got all those weird.
Dents and
Yeah,
imperfections.
exactly.
So let's start with temperature.
Okay.
It's more than just melting the plastic,
It
right?
really is. It's about controlling the heat, finding the sweet spot, because too hot,
What happens if it's too hot?
you get, those silver streaks you sometimes see in plastic?
Oh yeah, or like little bubbles.
Bubbles. Exactly. That's a sign that the barrel where the plastic is melting was too hot. You actually start to degrade the plastic itself.
Really, like burning it.
Kind of, yeah. Too much heat and it breaks down, loses its properties.
Wow. Okay, so too hot is bad. What about not hot enough?
Oh, then you've got problems too. The plastic might not flow properly. You might get incomplete filling.
So the mold like doesn't even fill up all the way.
Exactly. So the trick is to find that perfect range, and often it's about going up in small increments.
Like what? Like 10 degrees at a time or something?
Yeah, exactly. So you might start with, say, 200 degrees Celsius.
Okay.
See how that works? Then bump it up to 210, then 220.
And see how each little
Each
change.
change impacts the final product, exactly.
Okay, so we've got the barrel temperature where the plastic melts, but what about the mold itself?
Ah, yes. The mold temperature matters too.
Because it's got to be hot too, right? Otherwise the plastic would just.
Well, it depends. A hotter mold will give you a smoother finish. So that's great for things like, consumer electronics, things where the look is really important.
So that's why my phone case is so smooth and shiny.
Could be, yeah. So you might bump up the mold temperature, say, from 50 degrees Celsius to 60.
Okay, so hotter mold, smoother finish. But wait a minute. Wouldn't a colder mold mean the plastic cools faster?
You're right, it would.
And wouldn't that mean like faster production, which is usually a good thing in manufacturing,
Right.
right?
You're absolutely right. A colder mold means faster cooling, faster cycles, more products.
So it's a trade-off then.
It is. Sometimes that faster cooling is more important than a super smooth finish.
So it's all about what the like the goal of the product is.
Exactly.
Okay, so we're already juggling two different temperatures here.
And we've only just begun.
I know. So how do you even like where do you start? Do you just like pick a temperature and hope for the best?
Well, there's a little bit of art to it for sure, but the key is to be systematic.
Systematic, okay.
Don't just randomly change everything at once. Adjust one thing at a time.
Okay.
Whether it's barrel temperature or mold temperature, change it and then document what happens.
So it's almost like you're a scientist.
In a way, yeah. You're experimenting, gathering data, seeing what works.
That's kind of cool. But man, we're just talking about temperature here.
I know.
My brain is already like starting to melt.
Just wait till we get to pressure.
Oh no. Okay, well maybe we should
Take a little break.
yeah, let's let the listeners' brains cool down for a minute before we.
Before we crank up the pressure.
Exactly. We'll be right back. All right, pressure. So we've got our molten plastic. It's at the right temperature now.
Ready to go.
But now we got to get it into the mold,
Yeah, I
right?
gotta fill that mold up.
It's like I don't know, it's like filling a cake pan with batter or something.
Yeah, good analogy. Except, obviously, way hotter.
Yeah, and not nearly as delicious.
Exactly. And you wouldn't just like dump all the cake batter in at once,
Yeah.
right?
No, it would splatter everywhere.
Exactly. Same idea here. We need to control how fast, how forcefully we push that plastic into the mold.
Okay, so that's where this injection pressure comes in.
That's right. Injection pressure is all about getting the plastic into the mold quickly and efficiently.
Okay, so we get it in there, but then what? It's got to like hold its shape, right, as it cools.
Absolutely. And that's where holding pressure comes in.
Okay, so two kinds of pressure.
Two kinds, two important stages. Injection pressure gets it in, holding pressure keeps it there while it cools.
Gotcha. So I've definitely seen like, you know, plastic toys or whatever where it looks like it didn't quite fill the mold, right? Or like there's a dent or
Oh,
something.
yeah, for sure. Holding pressure problems, probably.
Really? So like what if it's not enough holding pressure?
Well, as the plastic cools, it naturally wants to shrink.
Oh, right.
So if there's not enough pressure to counteract that shrinkage,
Yeah.
you get shrinkage.
Makes sense. So dents, warping, all that.
Exactly. So you got to find the right amount of pressure, enough to keep it in shape, but not...
Not too much.
Not too much, because too much holding pressure, that can cause problems too.
Really? How so?
Well, you can get something called stress concentration.
Uh-oh, that doesn't sound good.
It's not.
Yeah.
Basically, too much pressure in certain spots can actually make the plastic weaker.
So it's like the opposite of what you think.
Kind of, yeah. It's about finding that balance, that sweet spot.
Okay, so not enough pressure is bad. Too much pressure is bad. Goldilocks strikes again. But wait, we were talking about temperature before.
We were.
And you said, like, a higher mold temperature can make the plastic flow easier.
Right, makes it more and more viscous.
So does that mean you need less pressure?
You might. It's all connected, you see.
Oh, I'm starting to see. It's like you change one thing and it can affect everything else.
It's a system, a carefully balanced system.
Man, I never thought making a plastic toy could be so complicated.
Oh, it gets even more fun, don't worry. But speaking of the article, they had a really good tip for troubleshooting pressure problems.
Oh, yeah. What was that? Always looking for tips.
They said, if you're having issues, try adjusting the holding pressure in small increments, like just a little bit at a time, and then see what happens to the product.
So kind of like how we talked about with the temperature, making small changes.
Exactly. Don't just like crank the pressure way up or down. Yeah. Take it slow. See what each change does.
So it's like being a detective almost.
Yeah. You got to gather the clues, see what each adjustment tells you.
I like it. Okay. So we've got temperature. We've got pressure. What else do we need to worry about with this injection molding thing?
Well, now that we've got the plastic in the mold at the right pressure, we got to talk about how long we keep it there.
Ah, so timing comes into play.
Timing is everything. And it's not just one time either. There are a few different stages we got to get right.
Ah, more things to juggle.
Well, let's just say injection molding, it's not as simple as it looks.
So we've got this, we've got our plastic in the mold. It's under pressure.
Right, it's cooking in there.
Cooking, yeah. But like, how long do we keep it under pressure? Is it like baking a cake? You can't open the oven too early, really?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Timing is critical in injection molding, just like with baking.
Okay, so what are the key timings we got to worry about?
Well, first up, we've got what's called injection time.
Injection time. Okay, so that's the time it takes to actually fill the mold.
Exactly. And like you said, too short, and you don't fill the mold completely.
Right, you get gaps and...
Gaps, incomplete parts.
Yeah. Yeah. So what about too long? Does it like overflow?
You can get some excess plastic, yeah. Those little burrs or flashing you sometimes see on plastic products.
Oh yeah, yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah, that's often a sign of too much injection time.
Okay, so it's like Goldilocks again. Not too short, not too long, just the right amount of
time to fill the mold completely and evenly.
Okay, what else? What about after it's filled?
Then we've got cooling time.
Cooling time, okay.
Yeah.
That's how long it takes to harden, right?
Exactly. Got to give that plastic enough time to solidify before we pop it out of the mold.
Right, otherwise it's like, I don't know, like trying to unmold Jell-O before it's set.
Exactly. You get warping, deformation, all sorts of problems.
So how do you know? Like, how long is long enough?
It depends on, well, a lot of things. The thickness of the product, the type of plastic, the mold temperature, all those factors play a role.
So there's no, like, magic number.
No magic number, unfortunately. It takes some experimentation, some trial and error.
This is making me realize how much I, like, take for granted all the plastic stuff around me.
I know, right? There's so much that goes into making even the simplest plastic object.
Like, I'm looking at this plastic pen, and I'm like, wow, someone had to figure out the exact injection time, the exact cooling time to make this thing.
And the article we're looking at, they had a really good example. Mm-hmm. A company was making these containers, I think it was, and they kept warping.
Oh, yeah. What was the problem?
The cooling time was too short. They were pulling them out of the mold too early.
Ah, so the plastic hadn't fully hardened.
Exactly. They bumped up the cooling time just a little bit and problem solved.
Wow. So a small change can make a big difference.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the thing with injection molding. These seemingly small adjustments, they can have a huge impact on the final product.
Okay. So we've got injection time. We've got cooling time. Any other times we got to worry about?
More cycle time.
Cycle time. Okay. What's that?
That's the total time it takes for one complete cycle. From melting the plastic to ejecting the finished part.
Gotcha. So cycle time is all about efficiency, right? The faster the cycle, the more parts you make.
Exactly. But of course, you don't want to sacrifice quality for speed.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point of making a ton of parts if they're all messed up?
Exactly. Yeah. It's all about finding that balance.
Well, this has been a really cool deep dive.
It has. I hope it's given the listeners a new appreciation for the world of plastic.
Yeah, me too. I'm never going to look at a plastic bottle the same way again.
And who knows, maybe someone listening will be inspired to go out and make some amazing plastic creations of their own.
That's right. So to all our listeners out there, keep experimenting, keep learning, and we'll see you next time for another deep dive.